Miss Graham, I'd like you to meet Miss Lisa Christie.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Miss Graham.
Lisa is one of the loveliest and busiest New York models, and she's been kind enough to agree to be our subject for this session.
Oh, it's my pleasure, believe me.
Well, you two, if you'll forgive the pun, I'll get out of your hair. So, right now, where do we start?
Oh, with the haircut. In creating any style, you must have a good base. You see, the haircut above all else determines how the hair moves, how it falls, and how it looks and feels. As a matter of fact, I feel that the haircut is so important that if we only had time to cover one step, it would be the haircut.
Fortunately, we had time for all the steps. So Mr. Caruso will be taking us right through, showing us how each area in hairdressing relates to the next. Here he further explains the vital importance of starting with each customer from the beginning.
The fact is, if you do the haircut, the cut is yours. You can plan your set and comb out as you wish. However, if you have to style hair based on someone else's haircut, then you must adapt your work to the haircut that's already there. This doesn't give you nearly so much room for really great results. Now, every step is part of a plan that begins as soon as the customer sits down in your chair. I must know where I'm going before I even touch the scissors to the hair, because my haircut is the determining factor in my finished style. What about the color? What do a woman's features need? I've got to plan a hairstyle that's going to bring the whole picture into a nice kind of harmony.
Now to the case at hand. Model Lisa Christie, as you'll see in the picture sequence inside your LP jacket, is a youthful, very lovely blonde.
Now, Lisa, let's go to work. Your hair has just been done in Miss Clairol Flaxen Blonde hair coloring.
You ought to know.
For sure. Now, light blonde hair catches light, even when it's pale. There's a certain brightness to it. It doesn't need any frills. It always looks its best in smooth, uncluttered style. Of course, we have to consider the individual customer. Can she wear a smooth, uncluttered style? Or will she need some kind of a dip at the forehead to break the hairline? Maybe a special treatment and soft bangs? Actually, Lisa here doesn't need any of the extras. Her face has a nice oval shape, and her features are fairly even. She can wear a smooth style, so I know I can give her flaxen blonde hair, the kind of style that will do the most for the color. The next decision is, what kind of haircut? How short? How long? Since Lisa Christie is quite young...
Oh, thank you.
I know she can get away with hair cut to a medium length. And, being a model, she needs a haircut that's flexible.
Oh, yes. Something that can be styled in different ways for different bookings.
A different way for every booking, Lisa. Now, considering everything we've just discussed, I've decided on a blunt, even all-around haircut of medium length.
Sounds perfect.
This kind of haircut can be set in a variety of different ways. It's even and straight across in the back, and curves around at exactly the same level along the sides to the face. There's no tapering in the front. It hangs just as low as the hair at the nape of the neck. This means that I have extra length to work with because the front side hair falls from a much higher level down over the ears. This extra length in the front hair can work into a variety of effects. I can curve it smoothly and smartly behind the ear, or give her a real short-haired look by tapering it forward into a wide guiche. Or it can give the illusion of long hair when combed straight down and out into a flip, or develop a beautiful evening coif.
To me, a great feature of what Enrico Caruso described is the fact that, though it's so right for Lisa, it could be adapted to so many. You could give a shorter version of the haircut to a woman in her 30s or beyond, like me, for instance, and be able to get some awfully good wearable styles out of it. For a very young girl, a longer version could swing loosely, very apropos for the current styles. Caruso pointed out that you're really not at all limited with a cut like this.
And I think, Lisa, you'll especially like the way it holds up. No matter what you run into between appointments, wind, rain, and so forth, this haircut is good-looking enough to comb soaking wet into some semblance of a style. It's got the kind of shape that's a hairstyle in itself.
Well, that's just fabulous for me, because who knows what happens between appointments.
The fact is, nothing disappoints a woman more than a haircut so dependent upon a set that it looks terrible when the set falls out. Well, Lisa, let's get to it.